We've had 12 years of significant under-delivery, both in social, affordable and private housing. And that's why the government's plan and my plan, Housing for All, is so important, is that our housing plans, like here in Sligo, is backed with real finance. It's backed with, you know, real investment from the state to deliver more social homes than we've ever done before, affordable homes for to purchase for the first time in a generation, and to get private development moving too, because the number one issue for our people is the delivery of safe and secure housing for them. And that's my absolute priority. We made some significant improvements over the last couple of years, even with COVID, that we've initiatives now in place around affordable housing. The first home scheme launched, the Croí Cónaithe Towns and Villages, which is a grant of up to 50,000 for homeowners should they take a vacant or derelict property and purchase it, to help defray the cost of doing up that home. But to put home ownership fundamentally back as a real solution for people. A lot of people who feel that they have been locked out of housing for 10, 12 years. It's my priority to make sure that they're not. So this year, thankfully, we're seeing decent projections in housing delivery. We'll deliver about 25,000 new homes, both public and private, and that's up from 20,000 in 2021. So a big leap forward, but we need a lot more. We need an average of 33,000 a year, and we're building towards that.
We have heard calls this week from ATU Sligo for the likes of private landlords and basically anyone who has a free room for students. I mean, is that an ideal situation for students to be heading into this coming September?
No, and I've been working directly with Minister Simon Harris, who's responsibility for the delivery of student accommodation, and we're helping in the Department of Housing to do that. I want to see affordable student accommodation for people, more on-campus accommodation as well, right across the country and here in Sligo. Because students renting houses, and that's a necessity as well. We have a very shrunken rental market there, so we've, in some instances, families competing with students for rental properties. And the only way that we're going to address that is by increasing supply across all tenures, both private to purchase, private to rent, social and affordable. So Minister Harris and I and Minister Niall Collins have been working on some proposals with universities to try to crack the viability issue around delivery of purpose-built student accommodation that's affordable, and not just any, your high-end student accommodation. We want affordable student accommodation, and that's something that we're working on in government.